struck me that we begin from the gospel reading this morning with John the Baptist. Now, I suspect most of us think about John the Baptist in terms of the season of Advent. That's often when we read about John the Baptist. He's the one who's telling the people, watch and wait for the one coming after me. But John the Baptist is also an epiphany figure. Because John, as he's doing in the reading today, says, look, here is the light. I'm not the light, but here is the light, the Lamb of God. And John says, as he does in the reading that Carol just read, he says, I have come to testify to Jesus, the light. I have come to show who Jesus is, to reflect him in what I do. That's epiphany. Both these readings offer a call to us to testify, proclaim, reveal Christ in what we say and do. Isaiah is talking about the servant. There are a number of these passages in Isaiah known to scholars as the servant song. In Isaiah. This is one of them. And many would look at that and say that describes Jesus himself, the Christ, the servant. And it does. But the servant songs in Isaiah also have a communal call to them. Notice today's reading was called to the people, to Israel. I appoint you as a light to the nations. I have chosen you, my servants, my people. So this passage in Isaiah is reminding us, as the passage in John, that we, like John the Baptist, have been called to reveal Christ, to live in the light, not just to see it ourselves, but to share it with others. That leads me to what Jesus says to these first disciples in John's gospel, which is sort of what I want to focus on this morning. It's fascinating to me as I started to read and think about this more. Notice what Jesus does. John keeps saying to his own disciples, this is the Lamb of God. There's the Lamb of God. There's the light of the world. There's the Messiah. And so some of John's disciples and some others are starting to come around Jesus and listen to him. And notice what Jesus does first, according to the Gospel of John. He asks them a question. And it's a good question. He asks them, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? It's a pretty good question. It's a pretty bedrock question. For us, as human beings, maybe just in that regard, what are we looking for in life? But particularly as people of faith. I mean, you're all here this morning, took time out of your Sunday, you didn't sleep in, you didn't get out of bed, you could be doing something else. You came here. What are you looking for? I suspect many come to church looking for many different things. There are people who come looking for the social element, the communal element. You know, it's a chance to be part of a group. There are others who may come for different reasons. I come looking for some good music. Maybe someone talking loudly, yelling. Maybe come for the children and some laughter and that reminder. Some might say, I come to church looking for the chance to get involved in some good work, some mission. Others might say, I come for the spiritual nourishment. And some, perhaps most of us, come for all sorts of reasons along those lines. Many of them. It's a good question for us as Christians individually, but also as a congregation to be asking, what are we looking for? also to be reminded when anyone comes through our door. Maybe that's a good question. Maybe not immediately to jump on and say, what are you looking for? But as people, as visitors come, as people are being integrated into our congregation, to be sure we're asking that question as well. What is it that you're looking for here at First Presbyterian Church? I mean, if people come looking for a very formal, well-oiled show on Sunday morning, they're probably not going to find it here. That's not bad. They can find it somewhere else. But if they're coming looking for people who laugh together, are welcoming to all ages, hopefully to all people, who enjoy being together, who let you wear whatever you want when you walk through that door. Some of those things, they might find that here. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? What might others be looking for? Jesus begins with a question to his disciples. As Jesus often does, notice he doesn't answer it. He asks the question for them to think about. And then he offers an invitation. What are you looking for? Whatever it is, follow me. Come and see. See if you can find it here with me. That's what Jesus does all the time in Scripture. He rarely offers answers. He offers questions, invites people to ask questions, deep questions, and then offers an invitation. Whatever your answer may be to these questions I'm asking you, come and see. Come and see if you'll find it here with me. I'll bet you will. To me, that's the pattern for us as a community of faith in reaching out to others. Not offering answers. The church too often in its history has tried to offer the answer, in my opinion. Instead, we invite people to ask the questions themselves and then to come and see if some of those answers may be discovered together here. What are you looking for? Come and see. It's not just a great reminder for us in our life to be asking those questions and hearing the invitation from Jesus to us. It's also a reminder about how we can deal with others in a society that I think is hungering for a lot of things, which is feeling a certain lack and emptiness. What are you looking for? Come and see. You might find it here. We can certainly be with you while you're asking the questions. That's the call for us, to ask the question and hear the invitation for ourselves and then to share it with everyone, a light to all nations. I want to conclude with a poem by one of my favorites of all time, the great 16th century Spanish mystic Teresa of Avila. Wrote a great spiritual work called The Interior Castle. I would recommend it. Here's a poem that's attributed to Teresa that I think plays into this call and invitation and reflecting that in our lives. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. No hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which to look out, Christ's compassion to the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless people now. What are you looking for? What have you found? Come and see, and invite others to come and see. You're part of this. Invite some others to be part of it as well. Amen.